Mack here on KAIT Radio. The first time we've got a chance to talk to the first-year head coach of the Albert Lea girls basketball team, Dr. Jody Schultz, joins us on KAIT. And Jody, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you giving us the time to recognize the team.
Absolutely. Now, before we talk about this year's squad, and there's been a couple of games already, a couple of tough Big Nine conference matchups, let's go back through the process. When you heard about the opening as a head girls basketball coach, did someone tell you about it? Had you been searching for this kind of position? Tell me how things became a reality with you becoming the new head coach of the Albert Lea girls basketball team.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I've loved basketball forever. I played basketball in college, but it really was not on my radar anywhere to be coaching. And I was talking to a parent of one of the current players, and he mentioned that they're looking for a coach and that I should do the job. And I laughed him off and I said, yeah, I don't have time for that. And then later the same day, one of the players approached me and said, Jody, you should be our head coach this year. And I was like, oh my gosh, these girls need a coach. And it kind of hit me that, you know, they were really looking for something. And I wanted to make sure these players had a great season and a great opportunity to excel. And so that kind of got me interested. And I reached out to the athletic director and here I am.
So when you first, so this was kind of an idea, kind of planting the seed that kind of grew pretty quick. A real fan.
It did. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Dr. Jody Schultz with us here on KAIT Radio. And Jody, let's talk about you for a second. I don't have the press release in front of me, but talk about how long you've been in the Albert Lea area and tell us about your family.
Yeah, great. So I've actually been in Albert Lea for 15 years. Prior to coming here, I was a military physician. I was in the Army for 8 years practicing OBGYN, and I moved here 15 years ago when my firstborn son was only a year old, and we settled down, and I've been working here for Mayo Clinic Health System ever since. So my son is now 16 and driving for everyone who's watching out for those new drivers.
That's right.
And then I have a set of twin girls who are currently 14. And they're in eighth grade here at the high school as well. So that's, and my husband, he is a cabinet maker up in New Richland. So that's my family.
And his name is?
Steve Schultz.
So your daughters, are they basketball players?
You know, they're not.
No.
Okay. No, I tried getting all my kids to play when they were little and they just did not show a lot of interest. We put them in the YMCA ball stuff and just never took off. So they're soccer players, they're cross country and track runners, and they are wrestlers. My son's a wrestler. Yep.
Cross country is my favorite sport. So tell whoever's doing that, tell them to keep doing that.
I'll tell her. I'll tell her. That's probably been my biggest surprise is number one, that I have a runner. And number two, I really enjoy watching the meets. The cross-country meets are a lot of fun. If people haven't been to them, they're a lot of excitement.
I agree with you 100%. Dr. Jody Schultz with us here on KAIT Radio. And let's talk about, before we get to the regular season games, let's talk about the off-season when it comes to practices, when it comes to introducing your game plan, how you want to see things down the court. How has that transition process been? Has it been pretty smooth?
Well, this year it's been really quick. I just took this opportunity like a month before the season started. So I had a whirlwind month of trying to meet the girls, meet the families, coming up with offensive and defensive plans. And it really wasn't introduced to the girls until the first day of practice, which was about 2 weeks before our first game. So it's been a big whirlwind and a learning curve for the girls and the learning curve for myself. And but it's been fun. I'm really enjoying it, and I sure hope the girls are too.
Now let's talk about some of the girls that make up this year's roster. And I know you have a couple of I call them veteran players in Wachholz and Kennis who have been around for a while. I'm assuming having that kind of leadership and having that kind of experience has helped the transition for you as a first-year head coach.
Absolutely. You know, they have been on the squad. I think Kendall has been on the varsity squad since an eighth grader, and Nevaeh, I'm not sure if she started in seventh or eighth grade as well, but she's been on for, this is, I think it's her third year as a sophomore. And so they've taught me a lot. We also have a couple of great student managers who really know the ropes and know how things are run from an equipment standpoint, and managing the home game this last week. That was just a huge help to have that experience behind me.
Now, Jody, what I've heard, and I'll get my first chance to see your team alive Friday night in Owatonna, I heard we're kind of lacking height, so we want to pick up the pace a little bit when we're out there. Kind of an up-tempo game is what we're looking at. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's definitely been our goal, is to keep things moving. We don't have a deep bench, though, either. So not only are we short, but we're short in numbers. And so trying to keep the girls fresh on their feet, but I'm really working them hard, working hard on that board position so that we can try to get more rebounds, working on pushing it. And fortunately, I have some good three-point shooters, which is what we're aiming for.
Yeah, let's talk about one of them, Kendall Kennis. In your home opener on Tuesday, 87-55 loss to a Mayo, set a school record. She had 27 points but hit 8 three-pointers. That's the single-game record now for Albert Lee. So that was a special night for Kendall and your team, even though it was a loss.
Absolutely, it was. Considering we were not ahead during the game, there was a lot of excitement from the crowd, from the players. We felt that we were playing better than we had the week before. And so I think it felt good for the girls, and Kendall especially. She launched a couple there that my jaw dropped open, and and had they not gone in, she might have been on the bench next to me. But she's an amazing shooter. She's an amazing shooter, and she really felt her groove on Tuesday night.
So you're saying there's a couple of shots as a coach where you were going, no, no, and then it turned into, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Dr. Jody Schultz, head coach, Albert Lee girls basketball team, joining us here on KAIT Radio. Opening night was a last week, a 93-43 loss to a Red Wing, and you mentioned now two games as the head coach. Where do you think the team improve from game one to game two? Because again, everything is kind of a learning process with a new system, with a new head coach. What were you more happy with on Tuesday compared to opening night?
Great question. So Tuesday night, I think they came out with a little bit of a vengeance. We had beat them, or the girls had beat them last year in the first round of the section. And I think they came out really to prove a point on Thursday night last week. And it threw us off our game a little bit. And we were playing their pace, their momentum. And our goals this week were to kind of play our game, slow things down a little bit, be able to run our offense, decrease our turnovers, and increase our rebounds. Those had been our goals this week. And I think we were out-rebounded again this week because they had some really tall girls. But we were able to decrease the number of turnovers that we had. And more importantly, we were able to force a bunch of turnovers on them as well. So the turnovers were actually pretty equal between the two teams this week.
Albert Lee girls basketball. First year head coach, Dr. Jody Schultz. The first time of many times we'll talk with Coach Schultz throughout the season, keeping you updated on Albert Lee girls basketball. Jody, thank you so much for the time. And we'll see you at courtside coming up on Friday night.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.